Perfect. Let me know when you're ready to start. I'm ready to go. Ooh, look who got his own little pan shot.
Oh, shoot. Look at that.
Yeah.
Hey.
When Susie comes, we'll adjust it.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ready? Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to episode 9 of the Nerd Bears Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Quinn, here with my good friend, my colleague, my good man, somebody that I trust with the world. Ladies and gentlemen, this is RJ.
Good day. Woo! Hello, everyone.
Now, you may notice it's a little empty here right now because if you listened to the last episode, which you should have, ladies and gentlemen, we're doing a very special episode in the second half of the show. We are doing the nerdy dating game, and it is so much fun.
I can't wait.
I feel like when people watch this in the beginning, they're going to go back and watch this and go, oh my God, this was awesome. So we're going to have a really good time today. We have 3 bachelorettes who will be here in a little bit and 1 bachelor who will be here in a little bit, and it's going to be so much fun. We have great questions. It's going to be a fun time, so stick around. Right now you're listening to this on your form of platform that you get your podcast. That's totally fine. Now, people don't realize this. I have to especially announce it. We've been doing this for a while now. Actually, every episode is on YouTube. So a week after you hear this, I will put it up on the tube so you can actually watch all of our funny little mannerisms, like stuff that's going on right now that you may not know. So it's so much fun. The YouTube does get a little bit of hits, and I just want to push that along a little bit. So it's going to be really fun. On my phone. On my phone. No. When you get to the gate. When the little bachelorettes are on her way. So I have to give like people nervous. I don't know why. It's just a dating game. It's not like.
I would be nervous. It's a dating game.
You'd be nervous on a dating game?
Yeah, it's like going on kind of a first date in a way.
Okay, okay. I haven't been on a date in a long time.
Well, yeah, you're lucky. Yeah. You're lucky. You know, the dating world is kind of crappy out there right now.
Yeah.
Rough out there.
So tell me, how would you deal with this if it was you?
If it was me, I would try to get as much information as possible and then just pray that, you know, you're meeting someone decent, nice.
As a gentleman of the dating category here, RJ is a single type, so, yeah.
What does that mean, single type? Just because I'm single, I don't want to be called a single type.
RJ, the single type Pokemon.
I'm still looking for that magical girl, but I keep looking in all the wrong places.
All the wrong places, because you know what, ladies and gentlemen, that's a Star Wars joke, because this past weekend was May 4th, and I don't care what anybody says, I am changing it now. It is no longer Revenge of the Sith. You know what it's called now?
Revenge of the Sith.
No. Sitho de Mayo. I like it. I'm calling it now from now on, Sitho de Mayo, because it's always after.
Yeah, but it makes more sense for Revenge of the Sixth, because it's after Cinco, and you're dying after Cinco.
No, I'm talking about the actual day, the 5th. Everyone calls it May the 5th.
Right.
What's it called? Not May the 5th.
May the 4th.
May the 4th be with you, and then it's, what's it called? The Revenge of the 5th.
No, it's Revenge of the 6th.
No, you may not know about this. People actually say Revenge of the 5th. Yeah, afterwards.
It's always the 6th.
No, I've never heard that actually before.
Because you have Cinco the next day.
Yeah.
And then you're dying because Revenge of the 6th.
Okay, we can keep it Revenge of the 6th. I'm okay with
that. That's the way I thought it went.
But the 5th is now officially to me Sitho de Mayo.
I like it.
We're going to get stuff made for that. Sitho de Mayo. I should make shirts.
Get like a little Darth Vader with a little.
Little sing, yeah, little Maserati, little light up freaking lightsaber.
La cucaracha,
la cucaracha, la cucaracha.
Be a lot of fun.
Luke, I am your papi.
Did you watch any Star Wars movies?
Yes, I did. I'm a big fan. Always have been. I watched them chronologically. So I watched them in the time frame of what's it called, the way that they came out
in theaters.
Yep, in theaters, and then I watched them again, not the same day, obviously, but
that's
like,
impressive.
That's really hard, yeah. But without commercials, straight through, it was pretty fun. So
there you go. Nice.
Yeah,
I watched whatchamacallit, Rogue One the other day.
Rogue One's a great one.
I always enjoy Rogue One.
People actually crap on Rogue One. You know
they
about
do.
That?
I did. I did actually, because a lot of people say it has nothing new to offer to the Star Wars game.
But, that's one of the weird things about Rogue One is I've expressed this before on the podcast. I'm not a big fan of prequels in certain senses where you have the main characters already involved in it, that you're telling a story that the main characters couldn't really tell. I've got to move this up a little bit. There we go. The main characters should be able to tell a story, and the original story that you know of them is their way you're always going to remember them. So when you had, like, in, what was it, Obi-Wan, where he had to go save Leia, that was a good one. And when you had Rogue One, it told the story of how they got the plans. So the, right. Check that one little line
right.
from Episode 4 where they were like, we gave up a lot of sacrifices for the for yep. these plans. And that was a story.
Yep.
They I like how they take little things from that, like, oh, I have not heard that name in so long, in right. many years. And then they tell the story of, in 1, 2, and 3, of how Obi-Wan was Obi-Wan, mm-hmm. from Padawan to Jedi Master. And I think that's really good stuff. And that's what people seem to forget, is they lead into Star Wars. It's not supposed to be this thriller. I mean, it is going to be a thriller, but it's not supposed to be this dynamic new thing. It's going to have nuances of things that you had in the past, and you see a character compared to how you originally saw them, but in a new light. And I get that. But some prequels, they don't need. Like, we talked about that one time. Remember, yeah. we said movies that we would like to see become a prequel. You said John Wick, right?
Did I say John Wick?
I think it was you and me who said John Wick.
I can't remember now. Yeah. Either. Maybe it was me?
Yeah, I think it was you. I'll give you credit.
Maybe, yeah, I was like, maybe it was me? I can't remember. But in regards to prequels, I'm going to go see Star Wars Episode 1 tomorrow.
Yay.
Since it got re-released in theaters. But I really feel that Episode 1, 2, and 3, all the prequel movies, really are shining a lot better because of Clone Wars and all the effort put into now
yes.
this time frame.
Yes.
Because now everything kind of makes more sense. Unlike when we first saw this stuff, we're just like, what? What is, yeah. What's going on?
You were thrown into a world that really kind of like had its own history. And sorry, I had to send out messages. You had these worlds that everyone knew from childbirth. I mean,
you had your own idea of what everything was.
Exactly, because you saw these things growing up. There's a lot of people that are very rarely, you can say, saw all the Star Wars in the movie theaters. Right, you know right. what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone saw Lord of the Rings in a movie theater because you experienced it. You watched it for the first time. It was introduced to you.
Right.
But when you grew up with something like Star Wars, it's hard to tell that story again and keep it connected, because now you're bringing in new elements and you're right. bringing in stories that may not have happened already. God damn, my phone's blowing up.
And it was a long distance in between. You had from 77 to 99.
Yeah, exactly.
You went basically all those years between.
Without nothing, nothing. They had, I mean, the weird Christmas special.
Well, no, I was going to say you had the re-release in 97.
97,
where you,
yeah.
Where the special editions came
yeah,
out.
Yeah, oh, God, let's not bring that up. Let's not.
Oh, they're not all terrible.
I'm sorry. I mean, I never understood. I mean, even to this day, I can't wrap my head around it. In the original one, I remember seeing Jabba the Hutt as a man. And then in the later ones, Jabba the Hutt looks like some greasy chick from the Bronx.
No, I think it was just they were showing it off, what they had the original scene as.
Yeah.
But he was never actually in 4.
Yeah, he never was, right?
He never was. It was yeah. just kind of showing what they had initially
oh,
planned.
Oh, okay,
and
okay.
And then they showed that scene with the superimposed Jabba
yes,
the Hutt.
Exactly.
With it, with,
yeah, okay.
with what they had now.
Okay, because that's, I was like, I don't yeah. ever remember that. And I thought it was just me, so,
no,
all right.
It wasn't, there was no Jabba in 4. Yeah. They
okay.
only put him in
afterwards, the special edition. Okay, yeah.
For 6, so now you understand yeah. who was coming after
yeah.
Han Solo.
Gotcha,
it's like kind of weird, some of the
gotcha.
Shots, like the Sarlacc pit. I kind of liked it just being an empty hole.
Exactly.
And not being what it was there. Afterwards,
these batteries are blowing my phone up there
because they're nervous.
They are. They're definitely like I'm getting up to date. I'm like, I just brushed my teeth.
Oh, gosh.
I'm breathing. I just blinked twice.
So wait, now I have a question. What kind of girls are you bringing into?
Oh,
that?
Awesome
are they
people.
Girls, yeah. Awesome girls.
They're a little bit in between.
Girls.
They're not crazy. They're really actually good people. I think you'll be. I think you'll know that. I don't know if you know them or not, but they're really good people. So, they're really good people. I think anybody would be happy to date them. They just, uh-huh. I mean, they're kind of like you. They're people that what's it called? They just haven't found the right person, or they found the wrong person too many times.
Right.
So that's the whole point of this. Is I'm just basically yeah. hooking up my friends and putting the word nerdy on it, so no one can sue me. Oh,
especially what?
Sorry, I want to get back on track because we only have a little bit of time. Because
this is true.
Yeah,
we have to get
yeah.
back. To, we have to get to the other
yeah.
guy.
So let's do what we always do, baby. This is not a wrestling podcast, but God damn it, we talk about wrestling. Backlash.
Backlash was amazing.
Owe me a Coke.
I know. Yeah. Seriously, that crowd. That crowd was the best
yes.
crowd I think I've seen in a live event.
Yeah.
Maybe almost ever, actually.
Yeah, because, I mean, honestly, to me, and I'm going to say this, and I'm going to sound really old, that's what crowds were like in the 90s.
I know.
When
I
the
know.
Attitude Era were an ECW, that's what that reminded me of, where people were, okay, I've talked about this before in the podcast, where you have people that are oversaturated with media. You have YouTube, internet, your phone in your hand all the time. You can Google anybody and watch what they do. Back in the day, you had to go somewhere to watch wrestling.
Right.
Or you had to be on your TV, and your mom had to tape it, you know? So I feel like the French crowd, these foreign crowds, are absolutely starving for it. They don't really have anything. I mean, they have independents out there. I know a couple of people who go travel across the world. JC Storm, love you, babe. What's it called? There's people out there that go and do shows all over the place. The problem is that the big stuff really doesn't go out there. TNA doesn't go out there. AEW doesn't go out there. I mean, they went to Wembley. They went to Wembley. But you saw that crowd, how big it was, right?
That was crazy, too.
When you give a starving person the worst chicken ever, they're going to eat it. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that in
the... But wait, Backlash was good chicken.
That's what I'm saying. But like... Imagine if that's my next part. Imagine if you gave them really good chicken. You know what I mean? Like, it was great. And you saw it in everyone's eyes, because I think at a level, like, majority of the the roster have performed at independent shows regularly before they got into WWE. So what now is, I feel like that connected them to their roots. Like, you saw AJ, you saw Cody, you saw Priest, you saw all these people go out there and feel that crowd. The crowd was literally making the camera shake for AJ Styles, you know? And these guys went out there on the independent circuit, and they basically 100% started, a lot of them started on the independents and cut their teeth on it, so they felt that moment, and the crowd felt that moment, because this is the first time ever seeing Cody Rhodes, because people can't travel outside the country just to go watch WrestleMania. I mean, WrestleMania, but like one of the like lower tier pay-per-views. Right. Oh, I'm sorry,
premium live events, right?
Pay-per-views, yes.
But there's now tiers of them. Yeah, they're tiered off.
Exactly.
Now.
I don't know, man. They're always gonna be pay-per-views to me. I don't give a damn. I'm not learning something else. Screw this. I'm an old man, damn it. Back in the day, we used to call it pay-per-views,
and that was it.
Exactly.
Nice and simple.
You had to call some lady on a phone and sit there and watch Shawn Michaels.
Once a month. That's it.
Once a month.
Because then the next one is what? King, Queen of the Ring at the end of this month.
At the end of this month, and I like it. I like it. But you know what? Because now there's this starving factor. You have. Okay. A different aspect. This is the King and Queen. I liked it back in the day when the tournament was one night. It was...
Was it all one night?
Sometimes they were one night. Okay. Back in the day, they used to do it where there were a couple times they were like one all in one night. Sometimes they had it on Raw, and then they just carried it over, especially in the Attitude Era. I feel like the King of the Ring, which, again, the King of the Ring has always been, I said this before on here, my unofficial fifth pay-per-view, because you always had Royal Rumble, WrestleMania. Well, not I'm talking about the order it comes out chronologically. Royal Rumble, WrestleMania, SummerSlam, Survivor Series. And King of the Ring was always like in there somewhere, you know? And I always felt that they did a great job with it, but years they've just didn't do it, or someone just came out like, I love Xavier Woods, awesome talent, great guy, funny guy, nerdy as hell. Love to have him. You know, one of these seats sometimes we can talk about stuff. Golden Girls. I know you love your Golden Girls, bro. I know you love a little bit of Blanche. You know what I mean?
There you go. There's the
hit
plug
me up,
right?
Xavier
there.
Woods. Have your people call my people. Who's me? Because I don't have people. So, but yeah, what's it called? So I feel like guys like that, Xavier Woods, when he won it, I wish they did more with him.
Right.
It was so a shame. Yeah.
Kind of lame. I'm going to be honest with you. He had that whole little thing going.
I love the outfit. I love the outfit. I love the gimmick. But they didn't push it. They didn't push it. And that's not on him. He delivered.
No, you're right.
He went out there. He did exactly what he was supposed to do. But I just wish they gave him more. More. They should have made him have a. I know he went against Roman, but Roman took the crown from him. And I was like, dude, you don't let somebody take the mic. You know what I mean? You don't let somebody take your freaking microphone. You don't let somebody freaking do that stuff. And it's just. I got really mad over that. I was like, oh, just wait. Not even a waste. It was just disappointment. You know, I was like, I wanted to see him get that Kofi push, you know, because Kofi went for us, Kofi Mania, you know?
Yeah, but he got squashed real easy as well by Brock.
That's my next point. That's my next point. It was like, same exact thing happened. It's like top of the pedestal and they blow up the mountain, you know?
Yep.
So,
he's right out.
Boop. Yeah.
Gone. But Backlash, favorite match?
Ooh, there were so many good matches.
There were. There weren't a lot of matches on this pay-per-view, though. For 3 hours? It was only, what, 5 or 6?
6 or 7, I think. I'm not too sure off the top of my head. Okay. Obviously, I'm going to go with, Cody Rhodes and AJ. It was great.
It was fantastic.
That was rivaled Roman and Cody to me.
Yeah, that was a really good match.
Really good match. You saw it that they not just pushed a little bit harder, but they delivered a little bit. You know, they were like, oh, we're going to give these people exactly what... Like in Puerto Rico. That's
what I was going to say, too. Yeah. When they had Backlash in Puerto Rico. Exactly. Was it last year?
It was last year. No Rene Dupree. Shocking. Yeah. La Resistance comes out! So, yeah, I was expected that to happen.
You know, I'm still going to say, I think for me, Match of the Night might have been that first match. Honestly.
It was a good.
I liked the little surprise that they had where you were like, oh God, it's not going to even be a match. It's not going to go anywhere.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, we're having a street fight.
Yeah.
And like, they delivered. Okay. And they delivered.
All right, let's just start beating the crap out of each other.
I kind of like that little twist right there. So I enjoyed that part.
I wasn't really into Solo's match. A Solo's match, I feel bad because, like, it was him and Kevin Owens.
And then you had the surprise. What was it? Another Tonga?
Tonga Tau came out. I mean, they were awesome in New Japan. You know, they rocked New Japan forever, and they were awesome. I'm glad that they're finally getting past that Camacho thing that he did back in the day. I'm really happy.
I have no idea what that is.
Don't worry about it. But they made like, I always said, man, they make the Samoans into like random, like generic people sometimes. Not generic people, but like, Yokozuna, you're going to be Japanese. Hey, you're going to be Camacho, bro. You're going to be a street guy from L.A. You know what I'm saying? The whole low hats of like, what's up, Fato? You know, like the whole gangbanger, man. You know? But yeah, it was just, they treat people badly there sometimes.
Yeah, I just don't know.
Yeah. I was really happy with the pay-per-view. And I said, I knew after the response that they got from last year at Backlash. I mean, last year they had Bad Bunny, which was like, that was like the, I think that was the draw factor for them, where they were like, it's not just a pay-per-view, but we got your boy out there.
Right.
And Savio Vega decided to stick his nose in in business that doesn't belong to him, by the way. Savio, I love you. I'm just kidding. You know, you hit me with brass knucks that I brought into the ring. Yeah, I wrestled Savio. Savio's awesome. He's a gentleman, a scholar, and a man of great knowledge that needs so much more love than he's getting right now. Because, I mean, honestly, I love the man to death. Every time I see him, he always gives me a big hug. We always talk about business and everything. And he's just so – he's running down in Puerto Rico. I know he had, like, a lot of stuff that happened down there during COVID, and he's bouncing back. And I love him to death. I want to say, mwah, thank you for the time that we spent together. But I'm going to punch you in the face one day. I'm going to punch you in the face one day with my foot. He's probably like right now with a kendo stick, like, oh, I got something for that, man.
I'll be ready for him.
But yeah, I mean, with Backlash, I mean, that was like, I think they were like, all right, we'll just do it in Puerto Rico, whatever. And then we're like, we need to bring this other places.
Mm-hmm. And that crowd, when they were singing Randy Orton's song, theme song coming in, I was like, this is going to be a special night.
Ooh.
I was like, this is going to be interesting. And then that crowd just kept going
and going
and going. And going. Even during like Bayley's match.
Yeah.
I thought it was a good match.
Yeah.
I think it was amazing. But that crowd was into it.
Yeah. Everything.
Every,
and
every match.
That's what happens when I say, I mean, as stupid as it sounds, again, I don't make money for people. People don't ask me for things. But man, if you just cut back a little bit and you just pulled your people back from talking about things and going everywhere and being everywhere at every second of every day, you're going to have something where people want to see your people. And it's not just overexposure, because I think it's not just overexposure. It's just oversaturation of everything. You know, Zack Ryder was the first guy to really Matt Cardona heal up. I know you had pec surgery. He had the first real run on YouTube. They took what he did, copied and pasted it, and we're just ran with it. And if it wasn't for Matt Cardona, which I'm being dead serious, Matt Cardona needs to go into the Hall of Fame one day, not just for his wrestling accolades, not for just the success that he's had in that company. People don't remember he retired Tommy Dreamer, so that's an ECW little thing back in the day. I love Matt Cardona, and he beat Dolph Ziggler for the Intercontinental Championship one time. He was a great talent that was very underutilized. The main event had people going, "We want Ryder, woo woo woo,"
that.
You know, and slice right up from the legs, and it was sad. The whole Eve Torres thing, absolutely. Everyone got paid. Everyone did business. I get it. But, man, he did not deserve that. And I wish to this day that I hope he gets a call one day and they go, yo, be in Pittsburgh. Or whatever, you know? Like, I just hope that happens for his career because he needs that moment. I think he's a great talent. He wrestles everywhere. He's just in AEW not too long ago. He wrestled Adam Copeland. Just amazing talent. Amazing talent left and right. You can't really... So, yeah. Hold on. My messages are going nuts. I can't see my face because the microphone's in the way.
These are the things that happen. It's okay.
You know, Susie's like, oh, if we do another dating game, it's going to be okay. Okay. I won't be late.
I was going to say, what do you think of Jey Uso's entrance, too?
Was that
the first
people,
time he did it, right? Like that?
Not really like that, but yeah, you could say that. Yeah, but man, people were, everybody.
They were on their feet. Yeah. On their feet.
What the hell is that?
Is that the door?
No, that wasn't.
Oh.
Hold on 1 second. I'm going to run out. Give me 1 second. Keep talking.
Okay. So yeah, Jey Uso had a great entrance there, and yeah, I don't know if anyone actually watched it, but he just had that whole crowd all fired up. It was just absolutely wonderful, and as we can see, we're getting some of the people in here already, getting everything ready. Oh, here is Susie.
Sorry about that. I'm back. Susie's here. Sit down. Hurry up. We only got a couple minutes left.
Yeah.
Ladies and gentlemen.
The next thing.
To his right. Susie Zeitzer, who is like unbelievably late today.
It happens to us all.
Wanted to make the announcement when you actually got here. Yeah.
The importance of the headphones.
Yeah, you can hear yourself. There you go. Wait, hold on.
You said 8:30, so I thought that was all of us.
No, that was just the girls.
I didn't realize that.
Well, she is a girl.
That's why I told you, too.
She's a girl.
Yeah, she's Susie. It doesn't count.
So, I thought you meant everybody at 8:30. Yeah. I understood you meant us at 8, everybody else at 8:30. Yeah.
No. Us at 8, everyone else at 8:30.
Okay. That was my apologies.
Next time I do a dating game, you got to get your stuff together.
I'm going to be here at 7:30.
Good. That's why Mal's actually here to set everything up.
I'm very sorry.
So I actually have a very special announcement to make for the podcast that just happened today. You guys ready for it?
What's up?
You ready? Get a white shot. I want to see the reaction. So we're doing a dating game today, right?
Right.
Guess what the special surprise is? You're the Bachelor.
What?
You're the Bachelor, buddy! Surprise! Yes! Yes!
You know, I wish you had said something because I was just sleeping because I was so tired from not sleeping all weekend. I looked like hell.
You're fine. You're fine. Don't worry about it. You're going to be the Bachelor. I kept a secret. I was like, my only person who knew was my wife.
Like, oh, so who's the Bachelor?
This is what I meant before. I dropped hints about it all day before. I was like, now it makes sense, doesn't it? I asked the question, oh, wow, what would you do if you're going to be on the show or whatever? And I told him, so I was like, watch, people are going to go back and rewatch this, especially him now, because he's going to be like, some bitch set me up. You missed the whole first part. I was literally like asking questions about being on a date. I was like, yeah, wait, what would you do if it was you?
Now I know how Admiral Akbar felt.
I can't believe I don't.
You beat me to it, damn it. It's a trap. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to take a quick commercial break. SWA returns June 14th for Wrestle Hell. Check out the promo right here. And we'll be right back with the nerdy dating game. And RJ as the...
Mel, put your hands up, hands up. Tell me if you've been in love with some all-star sweetheart.
Hey, SWA fans. The boy here, general manager. Winner takes all is in the books. It went well for some people. Not many others were so fortunate. Myself and Johnny Malloy were just, it wasn't a good night. But we gotta move forward. WrestleHell, June 14th. I have set some ground rules. Number one would be no more rematches. If you lose your title, unfortunately, I can't give you any more rematches because it just holds up the division and we want to move forward. We can't be dwelling in the past and trying to get our titles back and everything else. It's just a mess. So I'm just gonna, no more rematches. Number two, if anyone of the SWA roster touches any of the staff, whether it be timekeeper, general manager, somebody running the gimmicks, I just can't have it. So you will be fired and permanently banned from building an SWA. On to point number three. It is my honor and privilege to announce that after the attack, Johnny Malloy has been cleared to wrestle, and he will be at WrestleHell June 14th in the main event to face the SWA Pride Champion, Joey Conway. I would also like to announce the return of Jay Flyer and Anthony Gangone. The SWA Tag Team Champions will be facing the new number one contenders war. Number five, Hunter Grayson. Normally you wish you were an open challenge. We're not going to do that this time. You're no longer going to do the open challenge. Instead, I'm going to choose your opponents. And I'm going to put you up against your former partner in the organization, CJ Bambino, and the former Pride heavyweight champion, Chris Caton. Good luck. And number six, it is another great honor to announce that we will be returning with the COTA Memorial Battle Royal. Here comes the hard part. You see, when I was first announced as the SWA general manager, I was hoping to do a really, really, really great job. But I'm under a lot of stress. Mentally, physically. I watched my best friend come and defend me when he really shouldn't have. I fear for my life. I fear for Johnny Malloy's life. So, unfortunately, I will be stepping down as SWA general manager for the foreseeable future. I don't know what the future holds. But I can say, next week we will announce the interim general manager. This has been Double A. Paperwork is signed. I hope Russell Hell is great. June 14th. I'll see you down the road.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome for the first time ever. We in front of a live studio audience. Applause. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Nerdy Dating Game, hosted by your host, Sweet Michael Quinn. And I'm here right now with four eligible, single, attractive, awesome people. Ladies and gentlemen, to my right, he is a good, fine, honest, hardworking gentleman. And I just want to say right now, this makes me so happy that we're going to sit here and introduce him to some three beautiful bachelorettes that I personally picked out. Ladies and gentlemen, The Bachelor. Let's give him a round of applause.
Woo! I happen to love this person.
And first, contestant, well, bachelorette number one. She's funny. She's smart. She's very driven. Great sense of humor. And she's very, very easy on the eyes. Bachelorette number one, please say hello.
Hi.
Bachelorette number two. Well, what can I say her besides she's swifty as hell. She's an actress. She's very, very talented. She's a great person all around. And
she's fun as hell.
Yeah, she's fun as hell. That's my announcer, Susie. Susie's the announcer. We couldn't get a camera on. But it looks beautiful. I'm going to take a video of it later on. But yeah, she's a little squanchy herself. But ladies and gentlemen, bachelorette number two, please say hello.
Hello.
And bachelorette number three, she is works in the medical field. She loves cats. She has a beautiful, beautiful cat named Pretzel. And I love that cat to death.
That's pretty cute.
Yeah. And unfortunately, she sucks at Tetris. Ladies and gentlemen, bachelorette number three.
Hello.
She did not like that comment because I beat her at Tetris. So anyway, bachelor, please say hello to the ladies.
Hello, ladies.
Oh, that was really bad.
I thought that was really good.
That was good. Now I take it back.
I was going to say, wow.
So we're going to ask these fine ladies a simple amount of questions. They're nothing invasive. I want to keep it very polite, very nice. Ladies, so please answer honestly. The Bachelor is learning how to do this because we just kind of – he didn't know this, but I picked him to be the Bachelor. a while ago. No, like a while ago, but I just told him because I didn't want him to overthink it. So, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Let's kick off the nerdy dating game.
Woo!
All right, Bachelor, question number one.
Okay. Everyone has something they love that they keep private. Name something that is a guilty pleasure that you would only share with that special someone.
Oh, juicy.
Again, it's not. It's a song. It's a movie. Something you think is so corny that you're embarrassed to tell people. So you might want to take off the headphones so you can actually hear them.
That's a good point.
Bachelorette number one.
I'm sorry. Repeat the question. Again?
Okay, sure. Everyone has something they love that they keep private.
A little bit louder because they don't have headphones.
True. Okay. Everyone has something they love that they keep private. Name something that is a guilty pleasure that you would only share with that special someone. Now it could be like a movie, a game, a video game, anything.
Give us the juice!
I would say snacking, drinking wine, and watching comedy movies.
Nice. I like that. Bachelorette number
two. Not bad.
If you need that question asked again, please ask.
Creed and Nickelback.
Wow, she was at Creed.
Ooh, she went with music. I like it.
That's pretty good. I love some Creed.
Oh, man.
Bachelorette number three.
I'll have to go based off of what was said before. I'm a really big fan of Tetris. I won't stop playing until I literally win first place. I don't know why. I love
that. She's competitive.
She's competitive. All right. So we're having a good time here. I think everyone's having fun. Ladies and gentlemen, here we go. We're going to go straight into it. What'd you think about those questions?
They're great so far. Yeah. Those answers were very good. I honestly don't know who to choose or who's in the lead because they were all fantastic answers.
They were.
And they were all different.
I was just going to say
You know
that.
What I'm saying? So now I'm just like even more intrigued.
That's why I picked them. They're all great people.
I see this.
All right. So question. Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Right into it. Question number two.
That one?
What are you doing?
You're
doing
remix.
Ask that question. Screw it. That one.
Okay.
This one's good.
Doctor Who is known for traveling time and space in the name of good adventure. What is the one place you would want to take a special someone that you always wanted to go on a dream vacation?
Bachelorette number one.
Oh, I'm kind of torn between a few places, but I would go with Amalfi Coast in Italy.
Ooh, Italia.
Yeah, that's always been one of my dreams. And Thailand.
Thailand's awesome. I've never been, but I heard it's awesome. Wow. All right, Bachelorette number two.
I think I want to go to Antarctica, but to find out, like, what we're not allowed to know.
I like it. Very scientific.
The polar bears are up to something. And Bachelorette number two wants to find out. Bachelorette number three.
I would have to say Aruba.
Ooh.
I've been to Aruba a few times before. I'm really into scuba diving, so they have great diving there. And I love tropical and beaches. It's never too hot. So, like, I think Aruba would be the place.
Nice.
Good answer.
Good answer.
I'm going to toss that one on you. Where would you want to take somebody?
Ooh. If I had to go any place in the world, actually, I was thinking about the other day, Switzerland. I want to go see the Alps.
Switzerland's awesome.
Has the best hiking, like, in the world.
Yes, that's what I've been hearing. Yes, I was looking at some videos, and I was like, I really want to go to Switzerland, honestly. I think it would be a great time.
It's a great place. You'll have a great time when you go there someday.
Have you been?
Yeah, when I lived in Europe.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so I think those are all good answers.
All fantastic answers.
Fantastic. They all went somewhere that was, like, exotic.
Yeah, and they all went somewhere different.
Exactly. We went different parts of the world.
We went to Aruba, nice and warm. Then we went over to the cold of Antarctica.
Exactly.
And then we went to the Amalfi Coast.
Exactly.
Bachelor number two is like on Survivor. She wants our Antarctica.
I love it. Survivalist. All right, let's go with that one. Okay. Here we go. Going right into it. Question number three.
Here we go. If we were at a bar, we'd lock eyes. What Jedi mind trick would you apply to let me know that you are interested?
Romantic.
Bachelorette number one.
I think it would be my nice eye stare, kind of trying to get your attention to come over and talk to me.
Ooh. The look.
The eye stare.
I like it.
The
Bachelorette number two.
Survivor.
I think I would also stare, but for like way too long.
The awkward survivor.
Like that crazy look, just like a little tilted head, just one eye. Forcing it. I love it. Bachelorette number three.
That's a great question. I was gonna go with just batting my eyelashes, but that's not. I'd probably just go up and tell you, if I'm being honest.
Ooh. I would probably go up. Forward, I like it.
Okay. And all spit right. like a man.
On shot first.
Correct. I don't want to overthink putting myself in the situation. I'd probably go up and start talking to you. Yeah.
Bachelor number three. Good answer.
Good answer. Correct.
Good answer.
Confident.
So right now, we're going to take a quick commercial break from our sponsor, once again, SWA Wrestling. June 14th, Wrestle Hell, biggest show of the year. It is going to be an extravaganza like you've never seen in Deer Park, Long Island. Ladies and gentlemen, get your tickets right now. Here is the ad for Wrestle Hell. And we're back. Ladies and gentlemen, we're having a great time here at the Nerds Badge Podcast on our nerdy dating game, and it's going very swimmingly.
Very good.
No technical problems like I envisioned. This is great, besides Susie coming late and Bachelor Edmund 3 coming late, but I still love you guys. So we're going to go right back into it. Bachelor, how are you feeling so far?
I'm feeling great. Feeling great.
Tell me right now, if there was somebody that, if we ended it right now, who would you pick?
Ooh, I don't want to give it away.
Oh, you don't want to give it away? Okay.
No,
okay.
I don't want to give it away. I don't want to be like, you know, I have three amazing girls. They sound all fantastic.
Aww. They are fantastic.
Sweet.
I do not want to like tip my hand at all right now, because I like want to just, I want to hear more.
I like it.
I don't want to. I don't want to be persuaded at the moment. I'm just interested to learn and meet someone new.
Oh, this is quite like the bachelor,
this.
Ladies.
This guy with the words of silk.
Smooth,
I love it.
Criminal.
Let's get back into it, ladies and gentlemen. We got a couple more questions to go.
Okay.
Here we go.
Wolverine one.
Boom. That one okay. Right there.
Okay. Beast Boy, right?
Yeah.
Beast Bot.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. It's auto spell. Don't mind me.
Beast Boy from the Teen Titans can change into any animal he thinks of. The dating world is a wild kingdom. What would you say is your animal spirit that best describes you?
Bachelor number one?
I would say a tiger, because I like to pray.
Oh.
Because she's great.
Spicy.
Because I'm great. Thank you, Mike. Wow.
You're welcome, Bachelorette number one. Bachelorette number two.
This is hard. maybe like a house cat. I'm a homebody.
A hell
cat. I like to be comfortable. And I like
house cat. Oh, house cat. I thought she said a hell cat. It's like, she's a car?
House cat.
Babe, let's snuggle.
I'd like to say that she happens to have some really cute cats.
She does have some cute cats. I forgot to mention that she has cute cats.
Pretty cute.
Very cute. That's number three has a very cute cat, too, by the way. That cat is adorable. He's very, very energetic. He's awesome.
But does he play Tetris?
Yes. Yes. He's learning slowly.
Meow, 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 meow.
All right. Bachelorette number three.
Although I have one of the cutest cats in the world, I think I relate more to dogs, like some kind of golden retriever. I get really excited pretty easily. I'm really energetic sometimes. I'm either really tired or really energetic. No, awesome. I'm kidding. But, I think a golden retriever would do.
Golden retriever. Loyal, faithful, lap dog. Loves you be home. Good. I like it.
All right. Those answers are so varied, too.
Yeah. So I'm going to ask you now, what type of animal would be your animal?
Does it have to be a real animal?
Yeah.
Okay.
You can't say like a door.
No, I was gonna say like the phoenix, because even though I go down, I'll always get back up.
There you go.
I love it.
There you go.
Let's see. X that one.
Everyone knows. Go with the Wolverine one. Yeah. That's a really good one.
That's a great one. That's why I was like, oh, can we do the Wolverine one?
Yeah. It's happening.
All right. Wolverine will always love Jean Grey. Rogue will always love Gambit. I can't feel you, Sugar. There is something about people that love, that draws them in. What would be the one thing that you feel guys are drawn to about you? don't you start from Bachelor 3? So that way.
Yeah, let's do that. Bachelor number 3. We're you're going on the hot seat now.
Backwards. We're
switching up. Uno card reversed. What's up?
All right. How about my awkwardness? I make people feel very comfortable because I am so freaking awkward. I feel like I have like a really comforting spirit. I don't know what to call it, but yeah, a lot of people feel comfortable around me, open up to me, and I think that that's what draws people to me.
I will say this, Bachelor number 3, that is a very good answer because great I know answer. Her, and trust me, she thinks she's awkward and she's not. So it's the funniest thing. Like, we're all our own worst judges. Sorry to give that.
We are our worst critics. Yeah. Viewers.
All right, Bachelorette number 2.
I think it's probably my openness. Like, there's not a lot that I'll hold back on. So kind of similarly to my fellow Bachelorette, people can get pretty comfortable pretty easily knowing that it's just chill. Everything's cool.
I did, so she is very right about that.
Yes, yes, yes. Bachelor number 2 is very... When I first hung out with them, awesome. Like, it was like meeting up with old friends. That's the best way of really describing it. Bachelorette number 1.
I definitely have to say people do have really like my personality. They say that my smile and the type of person that I am just draws them to me. I'm very open and easy to talk to, and that's about it.
Yeah. And Bachelorette number, I knew Bachelorette number 2 since like way back in the day. So even now, just like I recently started hanging out with her again, and it was like, again, like she's the same person, the same exact person, personality wise, smarter, more intelligent, more grown and everything like that. But still like an unbelievable person. So, all right. Next question. I think we're down.
We're done. I think.
No, I think we got like 2 more. Hold on. Here we go. We got
Superman. Superman.
Superman. Superman. That's Superman. The last one. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're going down for the last question right now.
Can I ask my other one?
Well, good question. I have one question. Okay, I like that one. That is good. That is. We're gonna close with that one.
I was thinking if I was actually the Bachelor, because I had a feeling it was gonna be a trap. I have one question in my head that I was going to ask.
That's fine. I'll throw that one in.
Okay.
There. So, second to last co-main event, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to ask a very good question right now. Wait, did we ask the Wolverine one?
We did the Wolverine, yeah.
I did that one. We did that one. Superman. Okay, sorry. Superman. Yeah. Sorry, I'm an idiot.
You're not an idiot.
My audible dyslexia kicked in for a second.
Stop being such a bad critic on yourself.
Okay. Ask that question. All right. That's a good one.
Superman is quite honestly one of the strongest superheroes ever. But even he gets weak in the knees when Kryptonite is in the room with him. What's the one thing that makes your legs shake about a guy other than looks?
That's a fantastic question.
Bachelorette number 2.
Oh, me first?
Yeah!
Changing it up.
I think... like consistency and reliability, as lame as that might sound, it's super important.
I don't think it's lame.
I think that's awesome. That's not lame. Yeah. That's an awesome thing. You want somebody that's not just going to be there for the good times, but be there for the bad times as well. And that's an awesome answer. Bachelorette number 1.
I would say effort and the kiss.
Ooh,
passion.
Okay. Le passion.
Le passion.
You gotta have it. You
have to have it.
You gotta have that first kiss, and not just first kiss. Like every kiss should be like you're kissing them for the first time.
And effort.
Mm-hmm. That's what I'm a fan of. Bachelorette number 3.
I would have to say drive and motivation, have goals in life. Want to work on growing with yourself and your partner. That's really it.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's about it.
Very good things.
Very good answer.
Important things. Yeah.
Because you can't date somebody that wants to be a lump and rely on you all the time either way, because you got to have someone that, I always say this, you can't date somebody that's Velcro, because whenever you pull apart, you hear about it. You know? No. Like, you need somebody that has their own hobbies, somebody that has their own passions, somebody that can teach you something that you can teach somebody, and someone that's open to learn. And that's important things about relationships. It's not just about, will we look good on Instagram? Can they buy me this? You know? What can I get out of it? It's what you can give and what a person's able to receive and appreciate as much. So...
That was amazing.
That was great. That was actually great.
That you got
was
a like nice unbelievable. Ass.
I'm blushing.
All right. So here we are, ladies and gentlemen, our final question, bonus round, if you will.
This is actually my question.
Overtime. Oh. This is his question. I did not make this up. It's simplistic, it's easy, and it's kind of, it's it's very heartfelt. I like it. It's just there. Yeah. You know what I mean? It's a romantic question.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, question. Our final question for the first ever Nerd Badge dating game, nerdy dating game. Ask away.
What is your idea of a perfect date?
Bachelorette number one.
That's a good question.
This one's very hard, but I do like a nice, quiet evening, like on a beach, listening to the ocean waves, talking and getting to know each other.
That's nice.
Oh, that is nice.
Yeah. That's nice.
Yeah.
It's also very affordable.
Especially in this day and age.
Neptune's coming for his cash. Hey, brother, you were out here for a couple minutes. I got people waiting in line, brother. That's a $20 cover charge. All right, Bachelorette number two.
April 25th.
Yes!
Not too hot, not too cold. All you need is a light jacket.
Wow.
That was very specific.
Out the park.
That's Miss Congeniality.
Thank yeah.
you.
Out the sure park. Is. All right, Bachelorette number three.
I really agree with contestant Bachelorette number one. I think a quiet evening with like a glass of wine, literally by the beach, listening to the waves. That sounds perfect. Getting to know each other, and growing a relationship, like in a space that you feel comfortable in. I think that's an ideal date.
With a little charcuterie.
Charcuterie.
I was about the charcuterie.
I'll give 10 points. I'll give 10 points to anybody that can spell charcuterie.
C-H-A-R-C-U-T-E-R-I-E.
I don't know if it's right, but hey, good try.
That's right, actually.
That's right.
I think that's right.
Bachelor number one. All right. 10 points. Which doesn't mean anything. I don't know how to
word phrase
this. It's basically a one choice. Sorry for the false hope I give. I'll buy you like chicken wings after this. I don't know. All right, here it comes, ladies and gentlemen. The toughest part of the episode was where we have to sit there and eliminate two people. Bachelor, you have to pick one, two, or three. So I'm going to give the ladies one opportunity, just telling them about themselves and why you should pick them. Ladies, Bachelor number one.
I'm funny, I'm caring, I like to do for others, I'm a good person, I have a good heart, and I'm just ready to meet that person that's meant for me and hopefully build a life together and grow together.
Nice. Bachelorette number two.
I don't think I want to say here's why you should pick me, I just think if you're supposed to pick me, then you will. Good luck.
Oh, wow. You
nice.
First.
I like that. Bachelorette number three.
Okay. So I'm willing to learn and grow with somebody. I'm ready to take a step in my life where I'm actually, you know, meeting new people instead of just sitting back and letting everything go as it is. I'm trying to learn more. I'm trying to grow more. I'm trying to meet new people. I don't know. Let's see what happens.
Good answers. Good answers. All right.
Yeah. Very good answers.
Bachelor. So this is how we're going to do it.
This is hard.
I know. This is hard. I feel bad. Oh, this is the part that sucks. You have to pick somebody to go on a date with, and it's all on you. You pick the date, you pick the place, and at a future time, you guys go on a date, and you see if anything hits off. So
I have to go contact my friend SI Bar Guide and see where we're going to go.
Ooh, SI Bar Guide. You check those people out. They're really good people.
I know that person.
Yeah, that guy's really cool.
Guy's really cool. Sansa.
Mad chill.
I really like that person, too.
All right. So do you need a time? Do you have an answer?
Can I get, like, a minute?
Sure, no problem. Take your time.
Everyone's going to just be staring at me now.
Can we get the Jeopardy theme?
Yeah, we should have the Jeopardy song.
Oh, no, we're going to get sued for that.
I got you.
Right. No, we can't do it. We'll get sued
for that.
Copyright.
If we go.
The ghost.
There we go. No one. The ghost of Alex Trebek is going to come back here and rip my mustache off.
Listen, I'm tone deaf, so if I do it, nobody will know.
Jeopardy song, Jeopardy. Jeopardy song, Jeopardy song now, Jeopardy. Jeopardy song, Jeopardy. He has to pick someone to go on a date. Jeopardy. All right, all
right.
So,
I think I got it. I think I got it.
Sorry for everyone whose ears are bleeding right now. I apologize.
All right.
Tell and I'm all the way. I have no singing talent.
So, all right. Here we go. Yeah, I think I'm going to go with. First off, I just want to say, ladies, thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate it. I hope you guys enjoyed the time on the show as well. I'm just trying to be nice.
I know, before you pick, I got to say something too.
That was very nice.
So, let me keep talking.
Okay, I was just going to say, again, I wish I could choose all of you because I would like to hang out with all of you guys because you guys all seem interesting, but I have to make a choice. There can only be one, just like I'm looking for, you know, the one ring. To find that person to be with me forever one day, we'll see. And I think I'm going to go with Bachelorette number... Two.
Oh man, you picked good, my friend. All of them are great picks. And ladies, once again, I want to say you're all beautiful, you're all special, and I'm glad you came onto my podcast to help me join in on this moment. You're all beautiful and awesome, and I really wish I had someone to set every single one of you guys up with, but I picked a really good guy who is especially great, and I didn't know who to hook him up with, so in the back of my head, I was like, let's just do the dating game. So
I can vouch that he's wonderful.
Yes. So here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, let's meet the people that were not chosen. Ladies and gentlemen, Bachelorette number 3. Please don't break anything because I don't want anything. Yeah. Watch out for wires. I know you're clumsy. Right here. Come around here. This is Allie.
Hey, come on here.
Give the nice little Bachelorette hug.
Pleasure to meet you.
Get on camera so people can see you. Yes. So.
Everybody, Allie.
Allie, I love you. Yay. All right, Bachelorette number 1.
Woo!
Yeah, please don't fall. This is Beatrice.
Everybody, Beatrice.
No hard feelings.
Yes. Sorry. Don't worry about it. I'm going to get you guys married one day. Don't worry about it. Yes.
We'll be back.
Yes. So, ladies and gentlemen, his winner, his prize, ladies and gentlemen, this is Taylor.
He didn't mean it that way. Woo!
Bachelorette number 2 is Taylor. Come on over, Taylor. Come on over.
Meet Taylor.
Oh, my God. No, this is not fair. I literally went through so many people that I was like, there's no way that they can know each other. And I went through like a list. I had like 20 names of people that I had to pick from. And now it's like, well, you're going on a date, assholes.
Okay, that works.
Taylor, meet RJ. RJ, meet Taylor.
I did so much screening. I did so many questions that no one would ever think of.
I have a picture of us from SF Bar Guy.
Oh, damn it. You know what? Hey, it makes it more easier, so. All right, you guys are going on a date. Hope you get married. Ladies and gentlemen, everyone come over here. Come up, come behind me. We're going to do this the old school 60 style.
Great. Over there?
Yeah, everyone come over here in the corner. I can't believe this. Oh, damn it. I was like, all right, number 1 doesn't know her. Number 3 doesn't know her. I'm on track. Everyone getting a shot. Getting tight. Everyone going to blow a kiss to the camera. Ready? Okay. Let me know when you're ready. From the Nerd Patch Dating Game, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to have a great episode next 2 weeks from now. We're going to talk about a very special episode, something special. I don't know what it is yet, but it's going to be special because I'm special. And ladies and gentlemen, good night.
Good night. Yeah.
Woo! We did it.
We did it.
Woo!